Just want to invite those from the congregations who are coming up to share some stories just to come. And it's good when we're together just to hear what God is doing across us as a church in our different congregations. So if you guys just want to come up now, it'd be really great.
Morning, everybody. Vicky's asked me to share a story that some of you in the Maidenhead congregation will know, but we're looking forward to Christmas in Maidenhead because we have been invited by the council to take over the High Street on December the 17th. For the last couple of years, we've gone out as a congregation, some of us as Santas, singing songs and carols and giving away chocolate and balloons and booklets. And so I emailed the town centre manager saying, could we possibly do that again this year? And she said, oh, you better come in and see me. So I thought, oh, dear. So I went to see her and she said, actually, you can't do it on that date. No, because there's other people doing things and I don't think you'll have enough room. She said, how about if I give you the High Street on December the 17th in Maidenhead? I'll give it to River Church and you can do whatever you'd like to. Will you bring your Santas and your Healing on the Streets thing? Will you bring that as well? And can you do some face painting? And will you give away your hot chocolate like you did before? So, and I'll publicise it for you. So if you live in Maidenhead and you've received one of these through your door, if you have a look on it on December the 17th, it says River Church Santas will be taking over the High Street. Amen! So we currently have a team of about 60 at the moment, but if you fancy brushing off your Santa suit and joining us, please do. We'll be going out on December the 17th, 11 till 2. We'll be giving away free hot chocolate, face painting. What else are we doing? We've got Santa's little helpers doing jobs for the shoppers. We're giving away balloons and booklets about the meaning of Christmas, and the Healing on the Streets team will be there with our enormous banner that we've asked to make sure it doesn't interfere with the Christmas decorations. So we were just singing, let your glory be over the earth. Well, what we're praying for in Maidenhead is that his glory is all over the High Street on December the 17th.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, everyone. If you've been a Christian any length of time, you will have heard that phrase, God is doing a new thing. And it's very easy to hear that and let it just go over your head because you think, yeah, okay. But in Slough, and by the way, that's who I'm representing this morning, in Slough congregation, I can really say God is really doing a new thing. Isn't that fantastic? And we are very excited and at what God is doing. There's a new sense of expectancy and hope, and the Spirit of God is moving in our meetings. As you know, Slough is a town that has over 100 different ethnic groups, and the vision for Slough is to have those reflected in the congregation. And I'd like just to say that for the last few months, we've had different ones from different ethnic groups come into the church. Already, we have Pakistani people. I might leave some out. So if you're sitting here and I haven't mentioned you, I'm sorry. We've got English, of course, Pakistani. We have Italian people. But recently, we've had a couple, and the husband is Greek. I know they're here today because I saw Julie. Where are you? Waving over there. So welcome. And as another man who's come, who's from South Africa, I don't actually think he's here today. And we have another couple who are not here, unfortunately, from Nigeria, where there's an amazing revival going on. And we believe that they're carrying that. And they're on the leadership team of Slough Congregation, Shay and Jay. If you ever meet them, welcome them, because they're an amazing couple. So we're excited about what God is doing, and we're just praying that we'll have more nationalities represented in that congregation. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Morning. My name is Chris. I'm from The Journey. And Vicky just asked me for someone in to share some stories that's been going on at The Journey as well. So we've just recently had our fireworks party, and we also did our community lunches, and we're starting to get to the point where now the hall is like, there's no room for anybody else in some of the community lunches, and people are just loving that and coming along to it from all different ages. And some of the families now from that have started coming along to church in the mornings as well. And in the last 2 weeks, I think it's been about 5 or 6 people have been saved as well in the meetings, which is amazing. And in the soaking sessions we've been having as well, like an increased like presence of God has just been amazing too. And that's just been growing and growing, and more people come into that now, and it's just great. Oh, one more story. I just want to say, sorry. On the student side of things, there's something called Regenerate, which happens. And it's where students meet up on campuses from different churches. And on me, Darren and Dave Biswas went on Thursday just to support Emma in the role that she's doing there. And it was a really great time, and we like gave some word of knowledge and stuff like that. And one of the people got healed there. She was playing foot. She was a sports student, and she'd done her knee and her foot, and one of us gave a word of knowledge, and she came up, and then her leg got healed, and it was just amazing. So I wanted to share that as well.
Those in Marlow will know we've just taken over the running of the Marlow Youth Centre, which is fantastic and lots of fun. So I'm involved in doing the youth club there. So we do Monday nights. We have between 30 and 40 kids each week coming along, doing crafts and sports, and we're just getting to know them really well. And we've got a mixed team of Christians and non-Christians, and I think we're kind of evangelising them more than the kids sometimes, which is great. Yeah, so we're planning to expand that more in the new year, and God's got great things for it. So please do pray for us, because we're just getting our feet.
And I'm just going to add a little bit to that. The same kind of gang of people from the community that are helping with the youth club and have helped with Holiday Week and everything else. Also, a lot of them are River Life ladies, and a lot of you probably know about River Life. It's like a community group, a toddler group that happens on a Wednesday morning. And Beryl, I don't think Beryl's here, but Beryl, bless her, and her team, who are wonderful, look after it. And two of those ladies also I met with a couple of weeks ago, and they're really excited about River Life, and they want to put leaflets through all the doors on the estates, because they say they think River Life's so wonderful that they want more people to know about it. So there you go. Brilliant.
Brilliant. God is doing good things.